Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text Number 2. Sa uchakase davalo daro daro. Pi urukramasyad darasano sonima. Dadamaya mana kara kanja sampute. Itabja kande kala hamsa utsvana. The white and fat bold conch shell being gripped by the hand of Lord Krishna and sounded by him, appeared to be reddened by the touch of his transcendental lips. It seemed that a white swan was playing in the stems of red lotus flowers. Purport, by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The redness of the white conch shell due to the lip touch of the Lord is a symbol of spiritual significance. The Lord is all spirit, and matter is ignorance of the spiritual existence. Factually, there is nothing like matter in spiritual enlightenment, and the spiritual enlightenment takes place at once by the contact of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. The Lord is present in every particle of all existence, and he can manifest his presence in anyone. By ardent love and devotional service to the Lord, or in other words, by spiritual contact with the Lord, everything becomes spiritually reddened like the conch shell in the grip of the Lord. And the Paramahansa, or the supremely intelligent person, plays the part of the ducking swan in the water of spiritual bliss, eternally decorated by the lotus flower of the Lord's feet. Srila Prabhupada Patita Pavane Ki Jai. So Prabhupada is being very poetic, as well as this verse, talking in similes and metaphors that enhances our understanding of the transcendental nature of Krishna. So, first and foremost, it says here that the Lord is all spirit and matter is ignorance of his spiritual existence. This is a very important point, because this is a criterion by which you could tell even if the most famous and intelligent person in this world is presented as a knowledgeable person, you'll be able to know quickly by this litmus test if it's an idiot pretending to be intelligent. So, what is the litmus test? What is the criterion by which we can tell if someone is a human being or an animal in ignorance? Ask them if they think that the spiritual world exists. If they say, well, we have no evidence of it, so we can't say it exists. You might say, just to make you happy, that we can't say it doesn't exist, but we know science, because of science and rationality, that this is all a type of palliative instrument to give you a sense of comfort. But from the point of view of hard factual knowledge, it doesn't exist. There you go. That's it. You see. So that means that this most famous, most highly esteemed, intelligent scientist, philosopher, etc., is a nonsense and is not really intelligent. So Prabhupada says here that the Lord is all spirit and matter is ignorance of the spiritual existence. So if these people are ignorant of spiritual existence, after all their studies and all the papers and all the books they wrote, then they are idiots. They wasted their time. Dharma, they basically wasted their time. So there are five types of ignorance that cover a living entity. This is explained in the Udyoga Parva of the Mahabharata, 43rd chapter. These five kinds of ignorance are described. They are: 1, accepting the body to be the self; 2, making material sense gratification one's standard of enjoyment; 3, being anxious due to material identification; 4, that means that because you identify with the body, whatever happens to the body affects you. So now people are afraid of coronavirus, right? Paramahansa is one of them. His wife told him not to come to the temple, and he listened to her. Well, now he's not listening now. We might give a report to her that we saw him in the temple. Yeah. You call her. Okay, you tell her. So we see that this anxiety identifying with the material body, anxiety is due to identifying with the material body rather than the soul. And 4, lamenting. And 5, thinking that there is anything beyond the absolute truth. So by following the Sikshastakam of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we eradicate or we obviate or erase these five kinds of ignorance. So making material sense gratification one standard of enjoyment, basically, if you don't get the sense gratification, then you get frustrated and angry. So that's a corollary to this, to that third point, or second point. Okay, so now we know what the criterions are to tell if someone is intelligent or ignorant. They will, 1, deny the existence of the spiritual world, even though they might do it with nice language, flowery language, you know, and do it a little circular way. But the final conclusion, the Vedanta of their so-called explanation, is that there's no spiritual world for those who are realists. You know, so that means that they're ignorant. And then secondly, if they have any one or any number of these coverings of ignorance that keeps a person continually entangled in the cycle of birth and death, that is, accepting the body to be the self, making material sense gratification as one's standard of enjoyment, and if one does not get what they want, then they become frustrated and angry. And then, this is another way to understand people. If a person gets quickly angry, starts using foul language and gets threatening and so forth, it's because they have very strong sex desire that's frustrated. So anyone who gets angry, like on a drop of a dime, you know, as they say, they have a short fuse, then you can tell that they have strong sex desires and they're frustrated in satisfying all those desires. Therefore, they have very little tolerance, very little patience, and they get angry in a very alarming way. You know. And then 3, being anxious due to material identification. Because if they identify with something temporary, like the body, you're always anxious. And then 4, lamenting. And 5, thinking that there's anything beyond the absolute truth. Okay, so then another point in this verse. Factually, there is nothing like matter in spiritual enlightenment. And this spiritual enlightenment takes place at once by the contact of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. So when it says there's nothing like matter in spiritual enlightenment, well, when you become spiritually enlightened, you realize that the material energy is actually spiritual. It's not material. It's the inferior spiritual energy of the Lord. It only becomes material when you look upon it with the desire to dominate and enjoy it. Then it becomes material in your mind. But actually, a devotee knows that it's actually spiritual energy. Bhumir apo nalo vayu kam mano buddhire vacha hankara iti ame bina prakritir astata. So, Krishna says, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. These are my apara prakriti, inferior spiritual energy. Para means superior, apara means inferior. And prakriti means what is controlled by the Lord, what is meant to be used in the service of the Lord. That's what prakriti is. So in that sense, everyone, you, me, everyone, we're all prakriti. We're meant to serve the Lord. We're meant to be used in the service of the Lord. So, therefore, there's not factually nothing like matter in spiritual enlightenment. One understands everything belongs to Krishna. And when it's used in Krishna's service, its spiritual reality becomes revealed. And if it's used for sense gratification, one only sees matter, something that's dead, something that's to be used and exploited selfishly. So this is also explained in the 4th chapter, 24th verse, where it says, Brahmarpana brahmahavir brahmagno brahmanahutam brahmaiva tena ganta vya brahma karma samadina. That whatever, basically it says, whatever is used in the service of the Lord becomes spiritual, spiritualized. Well, it's already spiritual, but because it's been used not in the service of the Lord, it looks like it's material. But when the same thing is used in the spiritual world, its spiritual reality becomes revealed. So Prabhupada explains, everything that exists is situated in the Brahma Jyoti. But when the Jyoti is covered by illusion or maya or sense gratification, it is called material. See? So everything is actually spiritual. But when it's used or covered by the illusion or by illusion, which is the same, which means maya, or it also is the same as saying sense gratification. So when any object is used for sense gratification, it becomes covered by illusion. And we don't see its connection to Krishna. We don't see that it belongs to Krishna. We don't understand that it's actually spiritual. And so it says, but when the jyoti is covered by illusion, maya, or sense gratification, it is called material. This material veil can be removed at once by Krishna consciousness. What is Krishna consciousness? It's offering everything properly to Krishna for his pleasure. That's what Krishna consciousness is. It's devotional service, pure devotional service without any material objective. The only objective is to please Krishna. So therefore, it says, thus, the offering for the sake of Krishna consciousness, the consuming agent of such an offering or contribution, the process of consumption, the contributor, and the result are all combined together, Brahman, or the Absolute Truth. The Absolute Truth covered by Maya is called matter. Matter dovetailed for the cause of the Absolute Truth regains its spiritual quality. You see? It's amazing that we could be in so much, say, in so much illusion. The scientists say, you know, there's only matter, and matter is it happened by accident, and matter combining together created living entities and all species. And if there is a soul, it's also made of matter. You see, they only talk about matter. They don't talk about spirit. And when you mention spirit, oh, that's not scientific. We can't measure it. Therefore, for us, it's not scientific. It's in the realm of Disney movies and things like that. You see how stupid they are? You know, it's just like a blind man. You know, one day he's walking with another man, and the man says, "Oh, the sun is beautiful today." And blind man says, "I don't believe it because I can't see it." Well, what can he see? He's blind. You know, so the scientists are like that. Well, we can't measure it, therefore, you know, we don't believe it exists. So, factually, there's nothing like matter in spiritual enlightenment. And then, okay, so then, the Lord is present in every particle of all existence. Now, this is impossible for the atheist to understand. How can he be present in every particle of existence? They say, well, you know, that means he's got to be smaller than the particle. But I don't see anything. I mean, I'm looking at it with a microscope, an electron microscope. I can't see it. Therefore, it can't exist. Right? So, and he can manifest his presence in anyone. The atheist says, well, I don't see him. It says he can manifest. Let him manifest. Then I'll believe he believes. Well, Prabhupada says, first you must have the qualification to see. You must have the eyes to see. If you're educated in material universities, you lose those eyes. You think there's only matter because they teach it. There's only matter. There's no spirit world. That's a bunch of fantasy. So then it says, by ardent love and devotional service to the Lord, or in other words, by spiritual contact with the Lord, everything becomes spiritually reddened like the conch shell in the grip of the Lord. So this is a simile. Whenever there's the word like or as, it's comparing one thing to another. So the redness of the conch shell that was touched by the lips of the Lord is compared to that when you engage things in devotional service to please the Lord, everything becomes spiritually reddened like the conch shell, which is pearly white, in the grip of the Lord. And the Paramahansa, or the supremely intelligent person, plays the part of the ducking swan in the water of spiritual bliss. So now, this is a metaphor, the ducking swan in the water of spiritual bliss. So when it says the water of spiritual bliss, and the duck that's ducking its head into the water, this is beautiful poetic type of language. And then it says eternally decorated by the lotus flower of the Lord's feet. Again, that's a metaphor. It doesn't say like or as. It says it replaces one word for another word. So instead of saying lotus feet of the Lord, it says the lotus flower of the lotus feet. See? So it's equating a lotus flower to to the Lord's lotus feet, right? So the main point, therefore, is that anything that has spiritual contact with the Lord becomes spiritually, reality. That's the point. In other words, what looks to be material is not actually material. It's only material for the dumbbells and the stupid ignoramuses who reject the existence of the spiritual world, who reject the existence of God, and therefore they think that matter is for sense gratification, to be exploited, controlled, and used for selfish purposes. So they don't see anything. They don't see reality. They're in a state of illusion, of Maya. Sense gratification covers everything in their life. Therefore, they can't see the real essence of things. Okay, we'll stop right there. Any questions? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.